So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Harezu Timuris Oyla Timuris Shlamim. If a person said that the Kedusha of a carbon Oyla and of a carbon Shlamim should be transferred to his animal, there is a Machlaikis. Rameir says Harezu Timuris Oyla, only the Kedusha's Oyla is transferred to this animal, but the Kedusha Shlamim is not transferred. Therefore, the Timur is eligible to be brought as an Oyla, because Rameir holds Tavos Lashon Rishon. We only go with his initial statement of Timuris Oyla. Well, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says it depends. Im lekach niskaven tchila hoil v'ef shalikris beishem is kach as dvarav kayam. If he initially intended for both, then both kedushas oil v'shlam are transferred to this animal simultaneously, and the timur must be left to graze until it acquires a mum and is redeemed, and the money is used to buy both an oil v'shlam, and because he only stated oil first, because a person cannot say two things at once. And Rabbi Yossi holds tafas lashon achron. We go with the entire statement. However, Bisi continues, Vimisha Amar Timuris Oyla Nimlach Va'amar Timuris Shlamim Harezu Timuris Oyla. If he initially intended only for Timuris Oyla, and then retracted and now also wants Timuris Shlamim, then only Kedushas Oyla is transferred, and the Timur is brought as an Oyla. Rabbi Yochanan elaborates as follows. There is no machlekes in the case of Ba'omer Tachal Zu Va'achakach Tachal Zu Tavos Lashon Rishon. They specify that the Kedushas Oyla should transfer first, and only afterward should the Kedushas Shlamim transfer. All agree that we go with his initial statement that only Kedushas Oyla is transferred, because he clearly stipulated that Kedushas Oyla should take effect first, and therefore Kedushas Shlamim can no longer take effect. And there's also no machlokes if he said Lo Tachalzu Elim Kein Chalzu Tarvayer Kachi. If he specified that the Kedushas Oyla should only transfer if the Kedushas Shlam transfers, all agree that both Kedushas Oyla B'Shlam are transferred because he clearly stipulated that both should take effect simultaneously. The machlok is only if he said Timuris Oyla Timuris Shlam. Rameir holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, because since he could have said Timuris Oyla Vishlam as one statement, but instead said Timuris Oyla Timuris Shlamim, and repeated the word Timur for each, his intentions were obviously for two separate statements, and we go by the initial statement. While Rabbi Yisi holds Tafas Lashon Achron, because the reason he repeated the word Timur for each one is because he assumed that Timuris Oyla Vishlamim stating the word Timur only once implies Kedusha of Eina Kareva. The Timur would acquire only a partial Kedusha of each one and would not be eligible for Akareva. Therefore, he chose to say Timuris Oyla Timuris Shlamim, repeating the word Timur for each one, so that Kedusha v'Kareva, the Timur will acquire a complete Kedusha of each and be eligible for Hakarava. And since his intentions were for one statement, Kedusha v'Ein Kareva, the Timur receives the Kedusha both, but cannot be sacrificed. The Gemara proceeds with two other applications of this machlekes. One brisa states, "Ha'oyma behema zu chetzi timuris oyla bechetzi timuris shlamim." They stipulated half the behema should acquire kedusha from an oyla, and the other half should acquire kedusha from a shlam. Rameir holds kula tikra v'oyla. The whole timur requires only kedushas oyla, because since he holds tavas lashon rishon, kiven the kacha lapalga kedushas oyla kacha kula. Once the kedushas oyla first takes effect on half of the animal, it spreads to the entire animal, and the kedushas shlam cannot take effect afterward. The Chacham follow Rabbi Yisi and hold Tira Asher Testad V'Timacher V'Yavid B'Dmeichetzi Timuris Oyla U'V'Dmeichetzi Timuris Shlam. Half the Timur requires Kedushas Oyla and the other half requires Kedushas Shlam, because since he holds Tavos Lashon Achron, both Kedushas take effect simultaneously on half the animal. Another Braisa states Behema Chetzi Oyla B'Chetzi Chattas. If he first stipulated that half the Behema should be an Oyla and the other half should be a Chattas, Rameir holds Kula Tikra V'Oyla, because since Tavos Lashon Rishon, only the Kedushas Oyla takes effect. While Rabbi Yisi holds Tumas, the Timur must be left to die, because since Tavas Lashon Achron, the Kedushas Chattas also takes effect, and Timur's Chattas Mesa. And all agree in the case of Ba'ima Chetzi Chattas V'Chetzi Oyla Tumas. If he first said that half of the Ba'ima should be a Chattas and the other half should be an Oyla, the animal must be left to die because the Lashon Rishon was for Chattas. The Gemara proceeds with another brace in the case of Amar Behema Zu Chetzi Oyla B'Chetzi Shlam Kedai Shavein the Kareva. If one says that half the Behema should become an Oyla and the other half should become a Shlam, the Behema acquires both Kedushas but cannot be sacrificed. And Oyse Timura B'Timura Sekeyetzabai. The Kedusha of this Behema can transfer to another animal as Timur, which is also disqualified, because Mikoyach Kedusha Dechuyakasya. Since the Kedusha of the initial carbon was disqualified, the Kedusha of the Timur is also disqualified. The Gemara proceeds with a similar halacha of Rabbi Yechon in the case of Behemah Shal Shnei Shutvin, an animal belonging to two partners. Hikdish Chetzi Shalai. One partner was first makdish his own half. At this point, it could not extend to the rest because he does not own the other half. V'chazav alaka Chetzi Acheres V'hikdisha. He then bought the second half from his partner and was makdish it. Kedesha V'ein Kareva. The second half becomes hektish but cannot be sacrificed. And V'aisa Tamura V'tamurasa Kayetzaba. And the Gemara explains, Shmaminot Plas. This teaches us three things about the halacha of Dichui. That when something is disqualified as a carbon, it remains disqualified even when the reason for the disqualification is gone. Kedusha damim netcha. Even the original kedusha is only kedusha damim. Like this animal that was not fit to be a carbon, it is subject to dichui. Bali chayim nidachin. Even living things are subject to dichui. Dichui miikare habadichui. Even something that was never ro to begin with is still considered netcha, and enachayze benira cannot become ro again. Avaya discusses other cases of half and half. Kol moedim heichad amechetzi oyle vechetzi meiser. If he specified half the behemoth should be an oyla, and half should be a maisa behema. Even Rabbi Yisi agrees that the behemoth becomes only an oyla, because as Rashi explains, the lichashiva milsa basraisa midi, the a maisa kaddish kai gabna ila derech minyan veyehu asiri. The final statement has no significance, because maisa behema can only become consecrated when counted as the tenth behema. However, Abaya inquires in the case of hechad mechetzi tmur vechetzi maisa mai. He said that half the behema should become a tmur and half should become maisa behema, and there were no kabbanas present, in which each statement has a defect. Perhaps tmur kareva, shekein nehegez b'chala kadashan. The behema becomes a tmur because tmur applies to all karbanas. Or perhaps maisa kareva, shekein makdash lefana v'lachrav. The behema becomes maisa behema because maisa behema can cause kedusha to the ninth and 11th animals as well. Take with this question remains unresolved.